banner of Christ in doing so, that others may be free worldwide. Americans should once again be leading the way, and not only in the saying, but also in the doing, in such a way where it is that we will not be ruled by tyrants, is the rally cry once again. Americans, stand up and be counted. You only have one life in doing so. Don't forget that. The future of your posterity depends on everything that you do or everything that you don't do. It's up to you.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, call 1-866-233-0747 or online at Sons of Liberty Radio. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. Hey, this is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. This is Sheriff Mack.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, a government that is out of control. Everybody sees this. Everybody knows this. And people say they're sick and tired, but apparently they're not there yet. We'll just keep going, friends. We'll just keep highlighting what's taking place here, and I'm going to keep pointing my finger back to the biblical and constitutional references and bringing about resolve. And until the American people understand that, until they become the law and bringing forth judgment, they're not going to understand righteousness and peace. Isaiah 51 verse 4. Read it when you get a moment. Folks, before we get into today's show, I just wanted to remind everybody here that we're going to be at Oakwood Grand Hall, Woodland Park Recreation Area, 2100 Willow Creek Road, and this is Portage, Indiana, October 5th, 2024 at 6 p.m. Do check out the schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know that we've got about four inquiries right now, so first come, first serve. I'm not saying that to be cocky. I am saying that we are going to appeal to those that appeal to us first and foremost, that are willing to put their feet down and make something happen in bringing about change. Hey, folks, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And the only thing that you have to do to trouble the present is to tell the truth and act. And act. There it is right there. Faith without works is dead. Read James 2:17 when you get a moment. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to call in and book us, now's the time to do that. Now is the time to do that. We go out 3 months. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And friends, why is that? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. I want you to think about what I'm going to tell you next before we get into the content of the show. Several issues to cover. I just want you to think about what John Adams said, the second president of the United States of America. They called him the Colossus of Independence. They said he was in a warfare off and on the floor, bringing about our independence. He was one of the main architects, obviously, and without him, we would not be here today. Matter of fact, he's one of the most overlooked and disrespected. But then again, the Bible says a prophet is without honor in his own country. And that is exactly what John Adams was and is, rightfully, friends, highlighting his giftings. Read 1 Corinthians 12:28 and Ephesians 4:11 and 12 as well, the purpose of the giftings of the ministry. But I want you to listen to what John Adams said during the foundation of this country, because it's important for everybody to understand this, especially those that watch this show day after day, morning and afternoon after morning and afternoon, week after week, month after month, year after year, and do nothing, okay? Because I want to show you what group that you'd be a part of. There's also those that are doing something about it. There's a group that he's going to highlight as well. And then there's those that just want to kind of stay in between. I want to be the first one to tell you, as a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ, there is no such thing as an in-betweenite, okay? Either you're hot or you're cold. If you're lukewarm, Jesus said he's going to spew you out of his mouth. Revelation chapter 3, verse 19, read it when you get a moment. Listen to what he said. John Adams wrote that approximately one-third of the American population during that founding era, one-third of the American population supported the move for independence, patriots. You know what the word patriots means? Webster's 1828. It means to uphold dying laws. They understood a patriot is one that upholds the law. I mean, look at our Gadsden flag. What is it? It's a snake that's all coiled up. What does it say on the Gadsden flag? It says, "Don't tread on me." What's so pertinent about the coiled up snake? It means he's ready to strike if you do anything to violate his turf, his territory. And it's also interesting to note, too, those snakes, friends, that are ready to strike at any given moment are symbolic of we, the people in this country. That's why those flags fly across the country. And it's also interesting to note that snakes don't blink, okay? And that's how vigilant we are to be in this country. So again, going back to the definition, Webster's 1828, of what a patriot is, it means one that upholds dying laws. Today, you can see that's completely watered down, as much as the right is to the left. That's why we call today's conservatives yesterday's liberals. It's the same thing that you're seeing today. It's lost its definition because it's been gutted of its pith and marrow, of its heart, to understand who we are. John goes on for the third group of people. He said a third of the population supported the king. They were called loyalists, and one third supported neither side. You know, there's a lot of people out there that claim that they're supporting who we are as a people, but yet they know nothing of their own history. So therefore, they don't know what to uphold. It's like, again, that's in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14, and then going into the spiritual. Jesus said the first prerequisite is to know concerning his doctrine. John 7:17, also put that up against 2 Timothy 2:15. But how many really know it? Here, let me give you a little example. When I'm doing high schools, colleges, when I'm doing tea parties, when I'm doing churches, when I'm doing television, when I'm doing interviews, whatever the case might be, no matter where I'm at, I ask the question, how many people call themselves Christians in this room? Without fail, almost 90% of the hands, if not more, go up in that particular room. And then I ask them to recite 3 of the 10 commandments. They can't even tell me 3 of the 10 commandments. And Jesus said, "He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." How are you supposed to be the law and understand God's government and establish it here on this earth as it is in heaven if you don't have a knowledge of it? Again, that's why the Lord continuously made reference to Hosea 4:6, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." They don't even know for themselves. They think, well, they know better than we do, so therefore let them go do what they're going to do to preserve who we are as a people. Well, you're not going to get a pass on Judgment Day, friends. 2 Corinthians 5:15, go ahead and read 5:10 as well. Also, 9:27 of Hebrews, Revelation 21, verse 8. This is just coming up right now as we're speaking of this, because you're not going to get a pass, because you are going to be held accountable for what you do and for what you don't do. So when you go back to John Adams and you look at one-third of the American population supported the move for independence. That was the Patriots. Those are the ones that have sacrificed themselves to give us what we have today. One-third of the population, which, by the way, P.S. posted script, it also shows you that God doesn't need a majority. He uses a minority, right? So the one-third of the American population supported the move. Again, they were called patriots. One-third of the population supported the king. They were called loyalists. Then you also had the Tories who wanted to go ahead and support both sides, right? And then one-third supported neither side. They were the ones that were neutral. There's too many those in this country that claim to be what they are not. They claim to be patriots, but because of their ignorance and their inaction and their lack of due diligence, friends, their dereliction of duty, they fail to understand their very purpose is on this earth to be done in heaven as it is on earth and on earth as it is in heaven. We'll be right back, but you got to first know the Word of God.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Again, 281-845-4704. We're going to cover a lot of topics. Please stick to the one that we're talking about or add something to or take away that which may be pertinent or whatever that you feel is relevant concerning the very topic itself. Again, we'd love to hear from you. 281-845-4704. Wanted to let you know this really quick before we start rocking this thing here, friends. We got Soldier of the Cross. All the prophets were pointing to the front, and Children of the Apostate, which just came out last week, a week and a half ago. And folks, they've been flying out the door. The team put a bundle together for you. If you're a reader, this is the one to go with, folks. Super simple to understand. You'll understand exactly what's going on in this country as to where we detoured from going back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. It's all premised on that testimony in which we are called to be witnesses of. If we talk out of school, Paul said, I dare not think of those or speak of those things that Christ has not wrought within me. We're staying in school, but I'll tell you what, there's much testimony where you will find your faith, not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most God, Most High God. 1 Corinthians 2:5, 1 Corinthians 4:20 as well. The bundle is available, and that's what it's all premised on. Easy to understand with biblical and constitutional references and bringing about resolve concerning what's going on in this country. This last book, The Children of the Apostate, just so you know, is about as prophetic as it gets concerning what is pertinent, what is applicable, what needs to be said today, because too many people know within conscience, which means with knowledge, that something's wrong. That addresses all of it, but it also shows you our responsibility to right the wrongs. That's what the church is called to do. But you can't right the wrongs if you don't first bring forth what? Godly repentance. There's going to be no fruits, and yet we're supposed to bring forth fruits through godly repentance. That's what real pertinent faith does. Real faith, genuine faith does. Hebrews 12:2. So they are available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and they put a special price up there for my viewers and listeners. And again, I want to hear your feedback when you get these books, friends. Your orders will go out tomorrow. They always go out the next day. Unless it lands on a Saturday, then you're going to have to wait till Monday. But if you order them today, we will get them out to you first thing in the morning. Also wanted to let you know that I don't know if you guys have ever seen this before or heard of this before. Political Sermons of the American Founding Era. Have you ever seen these? Have you ever heard of these? Probably not, because this is much of the information that's hidden from the American people. This was those that were a part of establishing what it is that we have today. I have the series here. I had a friend give them to me some time ago. And what they are, friends, is sermons that applied to each topic of every week that went by during the founding era. Isn't that awesome? You know what's interesting is I find myself doing the same thing, but fast forward on a weekly basis. So this was done once a week, these sermons, concerning what it was that they were dealing with during that particular time. I'm doing it 6 days a week. So with that, I just wanted to show you that there's nothing new under the sun. The Lord's doing the same thing that he did 250 years ago. He's doing the same thing today, friends, to remind you and bearing witness to you of what it's going to take to keep us a free people. And if we fail to keep the instruction in the commandments, well, we're going to destroy our own souls. Read Proverbs 13:13, and not only our souls, friends, but also our country as well. So let's get going here. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ here. I just did an article this morning, and I'm going to bring it right up in just a moment here for you. But you guys all know of the 20,000 illegal Haitians that are overwhelming Springfield, Ohio right now. Okay, now I want you to think about this. Your said representatives, again, the ones that you're still allowing to remain in office, I'm speaking to you individually and corporately, they are the ones that are responsible for allowing them to be allured in if they're not directly a part of alluring them in. I want you to read Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48 as well. They have allured 20,000 illegal Haitians to overwhelm Ohio. Just think about that. Americans, so they know so little of their history that they sit back now and they watch their representatives commit the act of treason, and they still allow them to remain when we have provision to do just otherwise. You can get mad at me all that you want to, but if you want resolve the way that so many of you claim that you want, then you probably better understand that you personally and corporately are responsible for what's going on in this country. because the best that you have, they're sitting on their hands with a half smirk on their face, acting as if it's not their job. And I'm talking about those that should be bringing forth the articles of impeachment. They're sitting on their hands and they're immorals. Yes, I said they're immorals, doing absolutely nothing in the face of what's going on. That's the best that you have, the what they call the Republican Party. Just think about that. Well, what I did is I wanted to put this into perspective, because when I was thinking about the 20,000 illegal Haitians, you guys seen this yesterday, right? What they're doing is they're actually killing animals, these ducks, these geese, the cats. And it doesn't stop there, friends. They're raping the women. The list goes on. This is in Springfield, Ohio. Again, it has a 60,000 person population, and it's being overrun roughly by 20,000 Haitian illegal immigrants, illegals, okay? And the reason I'm saying that is because everybody's caught up into their favorite football game. Everybody's caught up into their favorite Olympic sport. They're caught up into their favorite comedian or their favorite actor or their favorite musician, or what really precedes all of that, friends, and what takes paramount concerning the topic is their favorite politician. They're caught up into the face of the game that's going on through the mainstream media right now, trying to legitimize the illegitimate. While you're being invaded by illegals. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose that I also want you to understand that you have a bunch of Venezuelans that are now in America that are bringing their gangs into America. And what we're seeing here, friends, Michael Snyder from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, his headline goes, an ultra-violent migrant gang is shooting police officers. This is what they do. They're bringing their culture with them, trafficking young women and raping kids. Americans, on you. U.S. law enforcement and immigration officials have launched more than 100 investigations of crimes tied to suspect members of a violent Venezuelan gang, including sex trafficking in Louisiana, the point-blank shooting of two New York City police officers, according to two Department of Homeland Security officials. Wait a second. Who's responsible then for the crimes? Because I can go on, and I can go on concerning the crimes of the illegals that are now in America. This is happening because the people have allowed their representatives to allure them in. I got a question, Americans. Where are all these agencies that have been created to make America safe again since 2001, after September 11th? Where are they at? Besides targeting Americans, I can tell you, the Lord's at work. And by the way, I want you to understand carefully as to what I'm going to say next. The Lord is the Lord of all. The Lord is the Lord of blessings, and he is the Lord of curses. The Lord is in control at all times. Even when the bad guy thinks he's in control, he's in control of nothing. The Lord is using him for his purpose to bring judgment upon those that fail to keep his commandments, like what you're seeing in America today. Who is responsible for the crimes that are being committed? Well, against when you check out and seek out federal law, friends, it's the politicians that allured the illegals into America that are responsible for the crimes that they're committing. Are you the American people holding the politicians responsible that are responsible for alluring the illegals into America through federal and state government? Are you holding them accountable? You know, you hear me say all the time, there's 325.9 million people in the country. Well, guess what? It's now 337,000 million people in this country. Do you see what's happening in California right now? That communist, Gavin Newsom, isn't it interesting that he's actually developing plans for illegals to buy homes in California with no money down? I mean, folks, they don't even have to prove who they are. You know, I just talked to Tim Brown this morning, who just happens to be in Texas right now. And it's interesting, me and him were having a conversation this morning, and he was telling me about how bad and how terrible the TSA is. You guys all know that the TSA is a violation of the Fourth Amendment, right? but you also know that the TSA is harassing Americans as they get on an airplane. But if you're an illegal, they have no authority to do that. Americans, you again have it completely upside down. Read Isaiah 59. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours, an alternative perspective that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Gas is right down there. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. Stacy from Minnesota, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
For having this conversation. Actually, the last 2 days, everywhere that I have gone, I've posted about the 20,000 voodoo practicing Haitians that have come here, and they're leaving a horrible place. But we Christians have the answer. And I keep telling people, the people seem in Springfield to not know Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And that's our problem. We have to share the gospel with these people. They don't know. They're going to hell. They'll spend eternity wishing somebody had bothered to say, listen, you are in the greatest place in the world to learn about Jesus Christ. Let us tell you.
Yeah, Stacy, I got to stop you right there. You know what's absolutely fantastic, is, and I see this all the time, the Holy Ghost is just at work. Me and you didn't have a conversation today, but I just wrote an article of just that very fact. As a matter of fact, what I did is I said, I have to ask myself, and I've asked this question to myself for over 20 years now, why is the American church sending missionaries to foreign countries to preach a gospel, what they call a gospel? Why are they going there to preach a gospel that they fail to preach to their own kids in their own backyards in America? And it's great, because what we're seeing is the said representatives are committing the act of treason against us by alluring these people in. They're really doing the church a favor, because no longer do they need to spend $12.3 trillion in sending our people to go over there and preach a gospel that they failed to preach in their own backyards. Now the treasonous governors throughout the states and federal government are alluring them into America. So you don't have to go anywhere anymore. Just preach in your own backyard. You're going to have to sooner or later. But you're spot on.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely. And I am preaching the gospel wherever I go.
Amen.
And it doesn't matter who it is. I tell them, I said, Jesus Christ is the only answer to death, and that is your primary concern in this life.
Yes.
If you don't know Jesus Christ, let me tell you about him, or I have a track to give him, or can I tell you? But the problem is people don't even know who Jesus Christ is anymore. You have to back way up, because this country has failed.
Yeah.
To even tell the children, they're hungry to hear it.
Yeah.
But people are just sitting in there on their little phones. Then half of the people who profess to be Christians are liars.
Yeah.
Their God will say to them, hey, I never knew you. There were a ton of people in your backyard, and all you had to do is go out and tell them about Jesus, and they haven't.
Amen.
Sorry.
No, hey, you're nothing to
God
be sorry about.
You keep doing it.
Amen.
Keep doing it.
Thank you.
Yeah, we have to get people off their butts and out there.
Yeah, I want to add this to this conversation, if you don't mind, because I just pulled it up. The Holy Ghost brings all things to remembrance, and I remembered hearing about this years ago. We need to understand that many of these military-age men that are being allured into America, they hate our guts because of what the American people have tolerated their politicians to do to their particular countries. So when we're speaking to the Haitians, we have to remember that the Haitians hate Americans because of what the Clintons did to them during their time of need. And now they're in our own backyard. Same thing with those from the Middle East. The Clintons were responsible for that. And the list goes on from all across the world. They hate our guts, and they hate us because of what we tolerated concerning our politicians once again. So I just wanted to bring that up really quick. And by the way, Stacy, that was spot on, and that was just awesome to see that the Holy Ghost led you to talk about that, because I have it right in front of me. As a matter of fact, it's going to be my article today, the very topic in which you brought up. So fantastic, and I love when I see that witness and that spirit bear witness to the truth. I want to go on here. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704, because we're talking about a government that's out of control. I want to make sure you all understand that every country deserves the government that it has. Government today is a reflection of the American people. Government today is a reflection of the American people. I want to say this. Have you had a conversation with somebody where they sit there and they tell you everything wrong with the country? But then when you ask them what part are they playing to actually right the wrongs, all of a sudden they have to go now. Oh, it's the story of my life. Matter of fact, I have you for 2 hours tomorrow, and we're going to be talking about just that very thing. Just that very thing, friends. Everybody knows what the problem is, but nobody's righting the wrongs. As a matter of fact, if you take time to look at their personal lives, in many cases, they're doing absolutely nothing concerning the issues of the day. They're living their private, selfish lives. And so when our friend Stacy from Minnesota just said, hey, I never knew you, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, you can go ahead and name the name of Christ all day long, but remember, let those that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. You better be a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving yourself. So let's go on. We talked about the 20,000 Haitians We talk about, and I could go on for another half hour concerning the violent crimes that are coming in from the Venezuelans. I want to say this one more time, and I want you to listen to me carefully, men. They're raping your women, they're raping your children, and they're sex trafficking. Why would your said representatives allure such a people into America? Here, let me show you this real quick. We all see what's going on with Tim Walz. We know that he's committed the act of treason along with so many other governors in the United States of America concerning what's happening here. Isn't it interesting, now that I'm saying that, you see all these, what they call, you know, this pro wrestling, they put up this guy against that guy and the right against the left and the left against the right, again, over and over, every day of the week, throughout the year, throughout decades, throughout the generation, and they're still doing the exact same thing. They're just blaming each other for what they're both guilty of. They both stand guilty as charged. Because you can complain about it, but I'll tell you what, the one committing the crime and the one calling out the crime, if the one calling out the crime doesn't put a stop to his crime, he's an accomplice before God. Period. Common sense comes into play. That's what's being played out here. They're both guilty, but so are the American people that tolerate this. Now, I was bringing up Tim Walz, the said new VP that they're putting up, which, by the way, you should ask yourself where all the agencies are to arrest Tim Walz for his crimes of treason against we the people. If that doesn't alarm you, what I just said right there, I can't help you. Where are all these agencies to actually bring charges against him for high treason against the people, for high crimes against humanity, for telling people to come into the state of Minnesota if you can't have a place to murder your baby in your state, come over to Minnesota. What about alluring illegals into America that want to conquer the country? Well, that's all Tim Walz. Forcing people to take the jab. That's all unconstitutional. Folks, that's the tip of the iceberg. Here, telling the state that, listen, if the parents don't let the kid transition, then take the kid away and we'll bring him over to another state. That's called kidnapping, friends. Oh, but you know what? With all those crimes that he's committed in the face of the people just in the state of Minnesota, now on a national level, you have to ask yourself the question, why are the powers that are tolerated, why are they supporting him? Why are they elevating him? Oh, no, let's call it for what it is. Why are they promoting him? Does that reflect them? You better know that it reflects them. What am I talking about? Crackdown on illegal Chinese police stations in the United States of America. Now, I want to say this because there's some conservative talking heads that are finally awakening to what I've been saying here for 20 years. And I'm not taking credit for that, but I've been hearing and seeing this for 20 years now. They're talking about the Chinese police stations that are being planted throughout the United States of America. Here, let me say it again, just so you can all understand and that you can hear me. Look at me. Chinese police stations are being planted in the United States of America. How many times have you heard from this show directly? It's the Chinese and the Russians, who, by the way, both countries are calling for a new world order. But where did it start? It started here in America calling for a new world order, right? These are the people that are tolerated by the American people. Hey, folks, let me say this. What I don't like is I don't like when people assume that I'm saying something that I might not be saying. I don't like when people lay to my charge things that I have no remembrance or no thought in heart of advocating for. It's the way they heard it, and then that's what they do is they go out there and they share it the way that they think I said it rather than asking me questions. That's not what the Bible teaches us. The Bible says if you have a problem with your brother, you're supposed to go to your brother and you're supposed to ask him. Not the way that somebody thought they heard something that I said when I didn't say it the way they thought I said it. Oh, and I'm not, you know, listen, you want to know who the biggest gossips in the United States are? Just go on an airplane sometime. You'll get an earful real quick. Well, why am I bringing that up? Because, folks, what I'm trying to say here is that we have some serious issues going on in the country right now. And I'm talking to you about these serious issues. Why is your government allowing Chinese police stations to be planted in the United States of America? Because it's a takedown from within. All eyes on the Muslims as the Trojan horse. No, that's a part of it. They're using other groups of people, friends, because as the war criminal said, George Soros, what impedes a global order is America. That's why, folks, your country is being handed off under the directive and finger and will of the Most High God, who, going full circle back to what I said during the first segment, he is the Lord of all. He's the Lord of the blessings, and he is the Lord of the curses. And there's only one Lord we got to go back to and get right. When we understand that we've broken his law into 1,000 pieces, which drives us to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, where we put our faith in Jesus Christ upon repentance, and then we bring forth fruit. This is what I wanted to say about people saying stuff about me without actually asking me. Let me put a question to you. I know that there's a lot of people out there that you think are good, but I can tell you a majority of those that you think are good on the mainstream, they're not good at all. How do you know? Because Jesus told us to judge them by the fruit that hangs on their branches. I remember doing a radio program one time. I was in Florida, and it was the guy out in Ohio, just as worthless as they get. He's self-ordained. He's put himself into the ministry, and he has no business there because he's not anointed to be there. 1 John 2:27, Isaiah 10:27. If I take an apple tree and I say I'm planting an apple tree in the soil of the ground, what is it going to reproduce? Is it going to reproduce oranges? No, it's going to reproduce after its own kind. So is it when you see wicked fruit
at
hang on their branches.
Liberty,
I'll be right back.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Hey folks, let me go back to this conversation. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. The conversation was, I was in Florida. I was doing an interview with a guy out of Ohio, And he was trying to justify Trump during that particular time. The same guy that they're putting up and they're ushering back into the White House right now. His opposition is ushering him into the people's White House, right? The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Americans still have not learned the methods of their own enemies, namely the commies, right? But he was trying to justify the unjustifiable. And by the way, this guy that was interviewing me just happened to be a self-ordained preacher. He called himself a preacher. And the law of truth is supposed to be in his mouth, Malachi 2:6. But he didn't know the word. And that's what people don't understand. Wait a second. He calls himself a preacher, but he doesn't know the word. Well, what I kept doing is going back to common sense with this guy. And I said to him, if I take an apple seed and plant it into the soil of the ground, what sort of fruit is that going to bring forth? He said, an apple. I said, okay, so I can't take an apple seed, plant it into the soil of the ground, and expect oranges to come off that branch. He said, absolutely not. I said, how are you claiming this man to be good, and yet when you see that man that's sowing these wicked seeds all day long, how is it that you, when you look at the wicked fruit that bears fruit on his wicked branches, the apple doesn't fall or the wicked fruit doesn't fall too far from the wicked tree, does it? I said, how is it that you see the wicked fruit being brought forth in contrast to what he says, but you keep trying to tell me and everybody else that he's good? And furthermore, Jesus said there's none good but God in him alone. And furthermore, it says there's none righteous, no, not one. This is how simple it is. Before you get mad at me, look at their fruit. Because when you look at their fruits, this is a language that most people don't go by. But when you look at their fruit and it doesn't jive, it doesn't line up, it's not congruent with what they said, and it produces opposite, and it brings forth wicked fruit, it means because that therefore they are wicked men. That's pretty simple to understand, right? So don't put words into my mouth. How many times did they say of Jesus when people said, well, what do people think of him? Some say he deceives the people. Some say he's a good man. Well, you know me by my fruit too. The same way I know you by your fruit. But quit trying to justify things, or should I say attempt to justify what you cannot justify. And instead of getting mad at me, or someone that loves you enough to tell you what you don't want to hear, but what you need to hear, you should be telling that person thank you. You shouldn't be getting angry at him or them. Those are the kind of friends you better hang on to, because they don't come around but two or three times in a lifetime. So when you get them, it'd probably be good for your sake to hold on to them, because I'm sure that's what the person intended, because I can tell you in all sincerity, that's mine, regardless if you like the way I say it or not. Loud, low, monotone, whatever. Doesn't matter. It really doesn't. Do you see this? I want to show this to you really quick. You guys all know who Alex Newman is. Alex Newman is a friend of mine out of Florida, and he just had a guy on, speaking of government out of control, right? I'm just going to go fast forward real quick.
We all know that.
And I want you to listen to this.
Control, but sometimes the depth of.
Listen to this. This is Homeland Security.
Are just hard to fathom.
Sex trafficking children.
In the first segment.
This is brand new.
Man who saw this wickedness and decided to do the right thing. Put himself on the line, put his career on the line to expose this evil like nobody else has done before. His name is Aaron Stevenson. He used to be at the Department of Homeland Security, and he went to Project Veritas, blew the whistle on a number of different horrific policies, things that were happening at our border, including, by the way, participation by the U.S. government in child sex trafficking. Absolutely monstrous. Aaron, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Listen carefully. Sex trafficking. I'm going to play just a little bit of this.
Hard to fathom the depths of the evil that we're dealing with here. And yet the U.S. government is actively involved in this. Tell us what you found.
Yeah. Okay. So it's very technical, but I'm pretty succinct in this whole thing. Essentially, there's this watch list that we have. We have a lot of different watch lists. Now, this one was all about transnational organized crime, cartels, in other words. And we have... we had evidence coming in that starting February 2021, these cartel members were actually, you know, giving their fingerprints up.
This is brand new information.
To become sponsors for these unaccompanied kids. This watch list has been going on for a while, about five or six years before this happened. But this was the first instance of cartel members trying to sponsor children in this program. So once I saw that, you could see a pattern develop, and I just realized this is getting out of hand.
So the DHS is actually trafficking the kids.
So that's what I went to.
But again, friends, what people don't understand, they're also transporting the illegals into America. Also, look at the heads of the Homeland Security Department. You have a bunch of sodomites there, which has come as no surprise. Hitler did the exact same thing. Look at the scoundrels that are appointed. So Aaron Stevenson's, he's a DHS whistleblower. He was one of the employees there that had the courage to come out and say, wait a second, this isn't the DHS. This isn't what they're, this isn't the work detail that they're divulging to the American people. This is, in fact, what they're doing. They're doing the opposite of what they're telling you. They're trafficking children, and they're using drug cartels to do so. Okay? Just wanted to make clear. Oh, let me bring this up really quick. Let's bring it to another point. I don't know why. People are just, and they'll bring in another one. Just give it a couple minutes. When they see everybody catches on to their little useful idiots, what they'll do is that, you know, those people that have been delivered up just in time when the people need a hero will deliver them up, said Albert Pike, 33rd degree Mason. Government's filled with them. The airwaves are filled with them coming through conservative talk heads today. But they keep delivering up these people that you think somehow or another are going to be your deliverers. How does that work out for you? Avoiding the word of God. Remember, the ones that the Lord sends tells people what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. These guys tell the people what they want to hear, and the people don't understand that a flattering tongue spoils the soul, right? This guy, folks, look at this. This is the people's voice. Did you know that Elon Musk was just caught plotting with the WEF to eradicate sovereignty? Of course he is. How is he the new thing amongst conservatives? And that's why I continuously equate them to what they call the left. There's no difference. They just call themselves right because they want a badge of morality. They want people to look at them as some sort of wise individual that's conveying them and pointing them in the right direction. But yet they're the blind leading the blind as they all end up in the ditch. Matthew 15:14. Also bring that to Romans 1:22. Professing themselves to be wise, they are fools. I see it all the time. Oh, Elon Musk, man, look what he's doing. Yeah, did you also know that this is the guy? Friends, of course, you can see him come out of the gate. They always sell them to the people as the good guys. They are not. Again, judge them by their fruit. 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. Oh, but they think Elon is the one that's going to save them. He's the one that wants to put a chip in the back of your head, folks, so you can be tracked worldwide. Are you kidding me? And I've highlighted this. It's interesting. I don't know what all these said good people in America don't see, but Elon Musk wearing a satanic suit of armor at red carpet events. I mean, folks, the guy has goat's head with an upside down cross. If you haven't seen it, this is the Elon Musk they're putting up as the new freedom fighter on the behalf of the American people. I mean, it's insane. Oh, and just so you know, he's not the one, friends, that created the car. He's the one that bought it, and you better ask the question as to where he got that money from. Folks, he's a part of that circle. Here, let me go over here really quick. I want you to see this. Somebody had asked me yesterday, Bradley. I'm sorry, not yesterday, but the other day, one of my friends from Arkansas called and said, Bradley, you know what you need to do? When all of these scriptures are bubbling up out of your heart, which is a gift, a word of knowledge, and he said, when that happens, he goes, you should have someone online actually posting those scriptures. And I said, well, Mike, I said, just so you know, we've been doing that for a long time. It just depends on when them people get up on there. And when I make reference to a scripture, take it and post it so people can read the whole of it. But what I want you to see is Isaiah 28:18 for a moment, and I'll read it for you. What does it say? Here, let me go. I want to see the amplified version of this. Your covenant of death will be disannulled. I'm sorry. Your covenant of death will be disannulled if the people respond according to my commandments, right? And your agreement will show the place of the dead will not stand. When the overwhelming scourge passes through, then you will become its trampling ground. Yeah, that's when the American people, when the people of God rise up and say no more. I'm talking about rising up in Christ and obeying him and reproving the darkness, Ephesians 5:11, the way that scripture conveys to us. Let me end with this. Hey, folks, yesterday I was thinking, I do that a lot because I realize I have to think for people that don't think. And what was interesting is, do you realize from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations, the whole purpose of the church is to overthrow the wicked, that God's will be done on this earth as it is in heaven? Did you all know that? Oh, that's what the Bible teaches us. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23 for 2 hours tomorrow.